It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome back on in to the First Cup Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in with us as we're getting things going, getting things done, and making it happen today. We have got some good news for you today. And remember, you can always go to guidinglights.org for more good news, positivity, and uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Before we begin today's show, I'd like to open with this by Helen Keller. There is no lovelier way to thank God for your sight than by giving a helping hand to someone in the dark. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. On this day, April 9th, 1960, NASA publicly announced the names of the first seven American astronauts: Gordon Cooper, Deke Slayton, John Glenn, Gus Grissom, Scott Carpenter, Wally Schirra, and Helen Shepard were dubbed the Mercury 7 as they were selected for NASA's Mercury space program. All seven astronauts flew on various missions throughout the 20th century. Today is National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day. On this day, we honor the courageous men and women who have endured brutal treatment at the hands of their captors. As a result, they've also suffered separation from family and displayed incredible endurance and faith during their captivity. Time now for some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the Western Black Widow Spider. Did you know Black Widow's venom is said to be 15 times more deadly than a rattlesnake's? Their bites are rarely fatal to adult humans because these small spiders cannot inject very much of their powerful venom.
Did you know in an adult female, Black Widow has a shiny black body with a red hourglass-shaped marking on the underside?
Now on to the good news of the day. Today's good news comes out of North Haven, Connecticut, and I'm reading this article from the sunnyskies.com website. From hero to family, the heartwarming tale of a police officer and the little girl he saved. In the quaint town of North Haven, Connecticut, Detective Michael Harton isn't just a member of the police force. He's a beacon of warmth and kindness. 5 years ago, Harton found himself in a situation that would forever intertwine his life with that of a precious family. It was a fateful night when Harton's quick thinking and decisive action saved the life of three-month-old Iman Tuka Roll. With nerves of steel, he applied a variation of the Heimlich maneuver for infants, refusing to let despair take hold. I kept saying to myself, "Not on my watch, not on my watch," he told Fox News. The encounter was a roller coaster of emotions for all involved. Tuka's mother, overwhelmed with panic and fear, could only watch as Harton fought to revive her precious child. But Harton's determination prevailed, and Tuka was brought back from the brink, her tiny chest rising with life once more. Since then, Harton and his wife, Susan, have been a constant presence in Tuka's life, celebrating birthdays, holidays, and every significant milestone along the way. Everybody's lives changed for the better that night, especially mine, Harton said. For Tuka's mother, the relationship with Harton and his family is a beacon of hope in an often divided world. "We come from two different walks of life," she said, "two different cultures, two different races. And for us to come together, especially in the way today's world is with community and police, it just brings a whole new light to things." And that is the good news of the day. I do hope you enjoyed that bit of good news, and I do hope you enjoyed the show. And if you do, please like, share, subscribe to wherever you like to listen to podcasts. I certainly would appreciate that shout out. And just remember, there's always good news out there. So I want to thank you for celebrating that bit of good news with me today. And hey, if you have some good news you'd like to share, please email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Now, before we part ways for the day today, I'd like to leave you with a really bad dad joke. Why is it bad to iron a four-leaf clover? Because you should never press your luck. Well, that's going to do it for the show today. Have a great day today. Speaking of days, there is 266 days still left in 2024. Let's make each and every one of those count. And I'll be back here with you tomorrow morning.